The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Israel is today marking the anniversary of the October 7th attacks by Palestinian militant group Hamas. The build-up to the anniversary has been marked by spiralling tensions, with fears the ongoing conflict could spiral into a wider regional war in the Middle East. From Tel Aviv, our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy.
1 year ago today, more than 2,000 Hamas terrorists crossed the border from Gaza into Israel. Over the course of several hours, and under the cover of thousands of rockets fired from Gaza, they stormed through southern Israel and killed more than 1,100 people, of which almost 700 were Israeli civilians. Some 250 people were taken hostage by Hamas. It was the deadliest day in Israeli history, and it prompted the country to launch a full-scale invasion of Gaza, where it has since conducted one of the most destructive bombing campaigns of all time. Now, the escalating hostilities with Hezbollah at its northern border are set to overshadow the anniversary. Due to fears of rocket attacks, just 2,000 people will be allowed to attend the gathering in Tel Aviv that was meant to host 40,000. And the Israeli government's official ceremony, which has been pre-recorded, has not been without controversy. Almost all of the towns and kibbutzim in the south refused to take part, largely due to anger about the security failings that led to October 7th, and a lack of answers about how it happened. Edmund Heafy, RTE News, Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Air Force continued its air assault overnight in Lebanon. The capital, Beirut, was hit by several large airstrikes. Meanwhile, a UNIFIL peacekeeping outpost in South Lebanon is at the centre of a diplomatic row as the UN asks the Israeli army to withdraw its troops from around the area. From Beirut, Fran McNulty reports.
The bombing last night was less sustained, but there were some massive strikes, orange and white flashes lighting up the night sky. Seconds later, the large booms of the heavy bombs reverberating across the city. Israel said it struck the Hezbollah intelligence headquarters and weapons storage facilities. In one of those strikes, sparks and flares were seen erupting into the air. Secondary explosions evidence, Israel says, that weaponry was present. That massive explosion happened in the heart of the city, but in South Lebanon and several other parts of the country, there were airstrikes too. In the Israeli port city of Haifa, Hezbollah rockets evaded the Iron Dome air defence system last night and landed, injuring 10 people. A rocket also struck in Tiberias. Reports say a salvo of them were fired from Lebanon into northern Israel. Given today is October 7th, many here in the Middle East are fearful of military action on either side, which could further deepen this war, a war for which, it seems, there is no end in sight. Fran McNulty, RTE News, Beirut.
Security guards are to begin operating on Dublin bus services from today in response to incidents of antisocial behaviour, which have doubled over the past 5 years. Mobile teams of security personnel will travel on buses daily as part of a 20-week pilot programme. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.
In 2019, there were around 500 reports of antisocial behaviour on Dublin buses. Last year, the figure had risen to over 1,000. Now, for the first time in its history, Dublin Bus is deploying security guards on its services across the capital. Two mobile units of security personnel will operate on the north and south side of the city between 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Sunday to Thursday and from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. on Friday and Saturday as part of a 20-week pilot programme that Dublin Bus plans to make permanent. The company says its Safer Journeys team was established following advice from independent security experts and is designed to make customers and employees feel safer on their services. SIPTU and the National Bus and Rail Union have welcomed the move, but said it is not a silver bullet and that the need for a dedicated Garda public transport unit remains. Samantha Librari, RTE News, Dublin.
Today marks the second anniversary of the Krisla tragedy in which 10 people lost their lives. An explosion at a filling station in the County Donegal village claimed the lives of 4 men, 3 women and 3 children. Ranging in age from 5 to 59. The funeral mass for the former government minister and Fianna Fáil TD, Mary O'Rourke, who died last week, will take place in Athlone in County Westmeath today. She was 87. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
Today's funeral mass for Mary O'Rourke will take place in Our Lady Queen of Peace Church in Cousin at 12 midday, and afterwards she will be laid to rest in Cousin Cemetery. Ms O'Rourke is survived by her two sons, Fergal and Angus. Mary O'Rourke was first elected to the Dáil in November 1982. The Longford Westmeath TD went on to serve as Minister for Education, Health and Public Enterprise over the course of a political career spanning four decades. She was Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil from 1994 to 2002. Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil Leader Micheál Martin will be among those in attendance at today's funeral. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News, Athlone.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers, some heavy rain in the southeast this evening. Highest temperatures 14 to 18 degrees in a light to moderate south to southeast wind.